to a Hope 103.2 podcast.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Sweet's Morning Devotions. Have you ever been driving and getting ready to switch lanes? You think it's clear. You turn your head to double check and realise there's actually a car driving in the lane next to you. I know that's happened to me. That's one example of our blind spot called the scotoma. And some ophthalmologists don't agree, but it seems a general knowledge that we do have a blind spot in our eye. And I say thank goodness for the side view mirror. They can save a lot of trouble and expense. We're usually not aware of this blind spot because our brain fills in this blank area, apparently, with surrounded images that make our vision field appear seamless. Well, that's the theory anyway. Now, we can enlarge on this topic. We each have plenty of blind spots in other areas of our life that we may not be aware of. It could be a psychological blind spot, some issues in our personality that are hidden not only to others but to ourselves. And I'm talking about our character traits or failures that we're ashamed to think about. We have a strong urge to protect our own reputation or this fear of being found out. It's too hard to face up to them. We don't want to recognise some of these personal traits. But of course, life is all about personal growth and development. We never stop learning. Yes, it's easy to see blind spots in other people. The problem is we can't see them in ourselves. You can safely assume you've got blind spots in your life that are causing problems. So what are they? And how are you going to become aware of them? Our blind spots can take different forms. They can be spiritual, block our relationship with God, relational, and block our relationship with others. They may be relational and block our relationship with others. They could be physical, are a block to our health and wellness. Now, yes, they are hard to see. The Bible gives us several examples of people with blind spots. For example, the Apostle Paul, when he was called Saul, he was a terrorist who targeted the early Christ followers, and his blind spot was religious zeal, which was taken to the extreme. And this blind spot was a giant barrier to the life that God wanted him to live. And while Saul was walking on the road to Damascus with his cohorts to arrest more followers of Jesus, Saul had been walking in spiritual blindness for a long time. But on that road, the Damascus road, God struck him with literal blindness after an encounter with Jesus himself. Very interesting account there in Acts chapter 9. And Saul's literal blindness lasted 3 days. And then God sent Ananias to Saul. Ananias prayed over him, telling him that God wanted to fill him with the Holy Spirit. And at that moment, we read that instantly something like scales fell from Saul's eyes and he regained his sight. He got up and was baptized. Soon after Saul's healing from spiritual blindness, he stepped into the calling that God had prepared for him. And today, we still benefit from Saul's transformation into the great Apostle Paul. His letters make up the majority of the New Testament, blessing millions of people in the past 2,000 years. And since God removed that blind spot, we've all reaped great benefits in our spiritual lives. You see, Saul needed God's help to see the blind spot. Only God has the power to remove a blind spot from someone's life. And when you see your own blind spot, you've got to rely on God's help to overcome them. In our own strength, we will fail. And when we see blind spots in other people, we've got to trust God to remove them instead of trying to fix that person. That can be quite a challenge. We could be blinded by our own sense of arrogant entitlement. It's called self-centeredness. I want everything to go my way. This blind spot can be removed by God's help, replacing it with a genuine spirit of humility. And humility doesn't climb over others. It reaches out to connect with others. A humble person doesn't use everything within himself or herself to further their own cause, but it's a desire to use whatever strength or position we've got to help others. And as a result, the relational blind spot is removed, giving that person access to a rich life full of valuable connections. The Bible says in 1 Peter 5 verse 6, "Humble yourselves under the mighty power of God, and at the right time he will lift you up." It's great to know our Heavenly Father is in the business of removing blind spots. And here's a verse from the Old Testament that's worth praying from Psalm 139. "Point out anything in me, O Lord, that offends you, and lead me along the path of everlasting life." So, God, remove from my life the blind spots that need to go. Amen.
Hope 103.2. Thanks for listening.